Welcome, Curious Minds, to another deep dive. Today, we're getting into a really moving and thought-provoking film, Margarita with a Straw. We're looking at it through the lens of a pretty compelling review, one that promises quite an emotional journey.
Exactly. Our source calls the film daring and provocative, which seems spot on. It really highlights the amazing performances, its very direct look at identity and sexuality, and the really deep personal impact it clearly had on this particular reviewer. So our goal today is to kind of pull out those key insights for you.
And you should probably get ready, because this is one of those films. The reviewer actually admitted it made them not just cry, but, quote, sob, really.
Wow.
Which says a lot, right? It's got its emotional core. So let's unpack this.
Let's do it.
Okay, so the first thing that really seemed to grab the reviewer about Margarita with a Straw was, well, the acting, the performances.
Right.
They called Kalki Coughlan as Layla, Ravathi as her mom, and Sayani Gupta as Kanam, all mesmerizing to watch. But it sounds like it goes deeper than just good acting.
Oh, definitely. What's really striking, and what our source spent some time on, is the commitment to authenticity. It's quite amazing, actually.
How so?
Well, Kalki Coughlan, who plays Layla, doesn't have cerebral palsy, and Sayani Gupta, who plays Kanum, isn't blind.
Right, I read that.
Yeah, and they both apparently spent a lot of time, you know, immersing themselves, learning mannerisms, spending real time with people who live with these challenges daily.
That's incredible dedication.
It is. And that commitment to truth, well, it clearly struck a chord with the reviewer. They found it refreshing, which I think suggests it felt genuine, not like imitation.
That totally sets a different kind of stage for the film, doesn't it? That authenticity from the start.
Absolutely.
And it makes sense why the reviewer, who mentions they usually steer clear of heavy movies.
Yeah.
You know, finding sad, emotional stuff, a bit of a trigger.
Often preferring comedies, right?
Exactly. Preferring mindless comedies.
Yeah.
But this film, they said they were drawn completely in and allowed themselves to feel the emotions.
That says so much about how the film must handle these sensitive themes. Mm-hmm. It manages to be deeply empathetic without being, you know, manipulative or overly sentimental.
So how does it start? We meet Layla and her family.
Yeah, early on, we see Layla and her family, and they seem quite close, happy even. But the film, Margarita with Straw, it starts challenging stereotypes pretty much right away.
Okay.
Layla has cerebral palsy, and she's navigating trying to fit in with her bandmates, but also, you know, be your own person.
And this is where it gets really interesting, according to the review, the way it tackles sexuality.
Right. Very early, actually. There's a scene, quite private, showing Layla masturbating.
Wow. Okay. That's bold.
It is. And the reviewer points out how the scene just directly confronts stereotypes and body image.
Yeah.
You have a woman with cerebral palsy in her wheelchair, experiencing pleasure, embracing a crush.
Yeah.
It's presented very matter-of-factly.
And what was the reviewer's main takeaway from that choice?
That this portrayal, and Kanam's story later too, felt incredibly normalized. That's the key word they used.
Normalized, meaning?
Meaning the film presents Layla's sexuality, her bisexuality, and Kanam's own journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's all presented in a way that, as the reviewer puts it, seems to be besides the point.
Oh, okay, so it's just part of who they are, not the defining issue or a big statement.
Exactly. It avoids making it sensational. It just weaves it into their lives, which feels really progressive and authentic to character rather than message.
But even with this sort of growing self-awareness, things aren't easy for Layla, are they? The review mentions heartbreak.
No, not at all. She faces some pretty tough challenges. She feels accepted at school initially, but then she confesses her crush on this guy, Nima, and gets rejected.
Ouch.
Yeah. And the reviewer really connected with that, mentioning their own first heartbreak and humiliation. It's a very universal feeling, that vulnerability.
And it gets worse, the humiliation part.
It does. It becomes public. There's this scene at a band competition.
Yeah.
It's implied her band gets the trophy, partly because she has a disability. And someone asks her what it felt like not to be normal, just incredibly insensitive.
Yeah, that's rough. The reviewer related to that.
They did, though they added not on the same level, acknowledging the specificity of Layla's experience, but that feeling of being singled out, yeah.
So all this kind of pushes her away.
It seems to be a catalyst. These experiences are just too much, and she decides to accept admission to New York University.
Even though her dad disapproves.
Right. And the review notes this is subtly linked to some distressing medical news about her mother that Layla doesn't know about yet. It adds another layer, doesn't it?
Definitely. So off to New York she goes. Big change.
Huge change. And the reviewer notes she finds this real sense of freedom there, even when her mom is visiting initially.
Freedom. What does that look like for her?
Well, she gets involved, goes to a protest, and that's actually where she meets Kanum.
Ah, Kanum.
Yep. She's immediately drawn to Kanum's free spirit, the source says. They connect really quickly, instantly.
And their relationship develops.
It deepens fast. They end up making love after a night out, drinking, dancing. The review mentions nudity, but says the scenes aren't graphic.
Okay.
And their romance really blossoms, especially after Layla's mom goes back to India, leaving Layla truly independent for maybe the first time.
Right, that space to explore. And the review also mentions another encounter during this time with a male classmate.
It does. A brief sexual encounter with a handsome male classmate. But interestingly, the reviewer notes Layla seems to regret it and doesn't pursue anything further with him.
What does the review suggest about that moment? Its significance?
It feels like part of her exploration, you know? Maybe figuring out what she doesn't want as much as what she does. The review implies it wasn't about a real connection for her, more trying things out.
Yeah, that makes sense in the context of finding freedom.
And that clarity becomes really important because the story shifts again.
How so?
Kanum gets invited to India for the summer break by Layla's parents, so Layla's back in that family environment.
Oh, okay. Dynamics change again.
Completely. And it's during this time back home that her mother's health gets much worse. And finally, Layla finds out about the illness.
Oh, wow. That's devastating timing.
It is. But just before that really hits, Layla takes this huge, brave step.
We just.
She comes out to her mother as bisexual and tells her that Kanum is her girlfriend, that she's in love with her.
In that context,
Yeah.
wow. How does her mother react?
It's difficult. The reviewer notes the mother is initially disgusted by this and begins to treat Layla differently.
Well, that's painful.
It really is. But the review praises the film's honesty here. It doesn't sugarcoat that family struggle when deeply held beliefs get challenged, you know? Even with love underneath.
But they do reconcile.
They do, thankfully. In the hospital, just before her mother passes away from the cancer, Layla is obviously heartbroken, and Kanum is there comforting her.
Such intense loss upon loss.
Truly. And then soon after all this, Kanum leaves India to go back to New York.
Okay.
She breaks up with Layla.
No. Why? After everything.
Because Layla tells her the truth. She admits she had sex with that male classmate back in New York.
Ah, honesty, but wow. And this leads to a really significant line, right? The review highlights something Layla says.
Yes. A line that the reviewer said came out of nowhere, but just landed with immense weight. Layla tells Kanum about the male classmate. He could see me.
He could see me. What does that even mean in that context?
Exactly. It's so loaded. The reviewer had such a complex reaction, feeling resentful of Layla for hurting Kanum, calling it so cruel,
Yeah, I could see that.
but also simultaneously understood her position and ultimately concluded that in the end, it's better that she was honest.
So that line, he could see me. What's the deeper meaning the reviewer pulled from that?
It seems to tap into this really profound, maybe complicated human need. It suggests that even in her loving relationship with Kanum, maybe Layla felt some part of her wasn't fully perceived or understood in a specific way, perhaps related to her disability, perhaps something else entirely. It wasn't necessarily about comparing the connections, maybe, but about a specific kind of visibility she felt in that moment, however fleeting or ultimately unsatisfying it was.
That's incredibly complex.
Yeah.
And the reviewer's mixed feelings really capture that ambiguity, the hurt versus the understanding.
Precisely. It forces you, the viewer, to grapple with what being seen truly means beyond just affection. It's messy.
So, after losing her mother and breaking up with Kanum, where does that leave Layla? The film must end on a pretty bleak note.
Actually, no. That's what's quite powerful. Despite all that immense heartbreak, the reviewer emphasizes that Layla is not going to let the heartbreak get the best of her.
So resilience then.
Absolutely, real resilience. And it culminates in this final scene.
That happens.
We see Layla alone going on a date with herself.
Okay.
She orders a margarita with a straw. There's the title reference, right? A kind of reclaiming.
Yep.
And she looks at herself in a mirror, and the reviewer notes she smiles and seems pleased.
Wow, that's a powerful image.
Isn't it? It's this quiet, profound moment of self-acceptance. Not that the pain is gone, but that she's choosing to move forward, embracing herself fully, finding a kind of peace within.
What an incredible arc. Margarita with a Straw really seems to take you through it all.
It really does.
Challenging stereotypes, exploring sexuality so openly, navigating just profound grief and loss, and then landing on self-acceptance.
Yeah, it's packed with insight about resilience, like you said, about truth, about all the different ways love shows up, romantic love, family love, and maybe most importantly, self-love.
And our source really emphasizes how it weaves together identity, disability, family, freedom, all anchored by those amazing committed performances we talked about at the start.
Exactly. It's clearly a film that doesn't just tell a story. It works on you, shifts your perspective a bit, leaves you thinking.
So maybe the thought to leave you with as you reflect on Layla's journey, and especially that really striking line, he could see me. Maybe consider this. In your own life, what does it genuinely mean to see someone else with all their complexities, their vulnerabilities, and maybe turn that inward too? What discoveries might be waiting when you allow yourself to be fully seen, especially perhaps by yourself?
That's a really profound thought to carry with you. Definitely something to mull over.